Welcome to the Artist Work Ethic Podcast. I'm Mike Pelak. I'm a screenwriter and filmmaker who's always looking to maximize my time and potential as I work to break in. In this podcast, I talk to artists of all kinds who have seen success in their fields about their process, habits, and work ethic. Today on the show is Matt Pryor. Matt's the singer and guitar player for the Get Up Kids and has also released a ton of music solo and with the New Amsterdams. The Get Up Kids are hugely influential, cited by bands such as Blink-182 and Fall Out Boy as primary influences. They've sold a ton of records and toured with Dashboard Confessional, Weezer, and Green Day. When he's not touring with the Get Up Kids, Matt writes custom songs at downright.com. All right, Matt, thank you for coming on with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so starting early on, tell me about the work ethic that you and the Get Up Kids kept as you were working to break in initially.
It's interesting. So I've been living in this space a lot because I'm writing a book, and the book takes place from 1991 to 1999. And so I've been going kind of on a deep dive about that kind of initial work ethic of being in a band at that time, because it was like, we weren't artists. We were just in a band. We didn't put on concerts. We just went to shows. We didn't go to venues. They were just also shows. It was just shows was the venue and the, you know, the event itself. And it was just like, I'm starting to realize that it's almost like a compulsion to just like keep performing, keep playing, keep going, because we didn't have any idea if it would be, we didn't expect it to be a career. This wasn't supposed to be a career. This was supposed to be just something that we do because we have to do it. There's a great Steve Earle quote where he says that, you know, we get paid a good amount of money to do something we would probably do for free. And I think that that was the attitude that I had back then about being in a touring band. And I have now about other things like writing this book, which I don't know if anybody's ever going to read it. I don't know if it'll ever never come out, but it's just like, I want to do it. I want to write this stuff down.
That I would piggyback off of that into my next question, which is, I think you and I come from a DIY background, and you kind of spoke to this already, but how important has that been to your work ethic?
Oh, hugely. It's kind of like starting a small business. Like if you open like a small coffee shop or something like that, which is like, you know, they say, if you're going to open a restaurant, just assume you're not going to make any money for the first 5 years. And, you know, you're not going to get any sleep, and you're going to just live and breathe this thing until you can get it off the ground. I think that's true for a lot of small businesses, maybe not tech startups, but luckily we did it when we were young. You know what I mean? So it's like we were, you know, I was 20 years old when we started touring, so I didn't have any problem sleeping on floors and eating Taco Bell every day and that kind of stuff. So I don't know if I could do that now at 44.
You've got a handful of projects going on right now. I mean, the Get Up Kids are still doing stuff. I saw you write custom songs, which is really cool. You're working on a book. How do you structure your days to stay as productive as possible across all of these different projects?
Well, when I'm home, and this is a new, so when my kids were younger, I had to put more time into shuttling them around and dealing with their stuff, but they're all teenagers now. And so it's really just kind of a matter of checking in with them periodically throughout the day, not really having to like, my oldest daughter just moved out. She's 19. And so it's just, okay, you're on your own, you know? But anyway, lately the way my days have been structured is I'll get up, I'll have my coffee, I'll check some emails, and then I'll exercise. I've been running during a lot of the pandemic. I've been just going on really long walks just for, you know, to stave off the darkness, and then come home, make something to eat. And then after that, I'll do some sort of writing, whether it's writing or recording or going to band practice or something like that. That's usually like in the afternoon, and then come home and I'll make dinner because I cook for the family every night. And then I'll go take the dog for a walk. And then after that, I will do some more. Like around 9 o'clock, I'll do like another hour, hour and a half, 2 hours of writing. So, and currently that's in writing this book, but you know, it can be doing the custom songwriting. It can be writing my own music. It can be just journaling.
It sounds like consistency is a big tenet to your work ethic right now.
It is currently, yeah. It's something that I realized kind of later in life when I kind of got sick of touring, but like touring is actually really regimented when day to day. Like it seems like it's this like big ball of chaos all the time, but it's actually when you're in it, it's really not. It's just you have to be here at a certain, you know, you have to get up at a certain time, drive a certain amount of miles, load in a certain time. I have to time when I eat because I can't like go eat like a big burrito and then sing an hour later, you know, like I'll get stomach cramps and everyone gets annoyed at me because I'm just like, okay, sound, can we get them a sound check, please? If I need to eat something because we have a show in 3 hours and I need the food to digest. So yeah, it's pretty regimented, and then it's got to be over by a certain time and you got to be loaded out by a certain time. So it's little pockets of chaos in a very controlled environment. So I like having stuff to do. I didn't do well last year early on when it kind of all sank in that this was going to be more than just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, that I didn't know what to do with myself. So I started doing a lot of like household projects. Like I built a picnic table and I built a chicken coop and I built a, you know, a fence and a garden. And I really enjoy that kind of stuff, but that's been slowing down and I've just been focusing more on trying to create things. So yeah, I need stuff to do. I don't do well with idle time.
When you've gotten a no at times in your career, what do you tell yourself to stay motivated and keep driving on?
Fuck those people. You know, like it just like, I get a very like, well, then you just don't get it. Like I like it. And then also, we didn't have a lot of no's early on, but we didn't have a lot of interest either until we decided to do it for ourselves. And then and that's always my advice to like younger bands now, is to like not wait for anybody to do it for you. At least get the ball rolling, you know, and then you don't have to be like, I'm only going to put out my own records for the rest of my life. But if you put out your first 7-inch, maybe that'll get the attention of some small indie label, and then maybe that'll get the attention, you know, and then you can start playing shows and all that kind of stuff. So I just always say like, don't, cause you know, we all know people who like aren't motivated to do the work and they just bitch about, even if they're incredibly talented and they just kind of complain about why, you know, and we got it too, because we started getting successful and people would be like, kind of like complaining about, you know, us. I'm just like, we did this ourselves, you know, like we, so I think, does that answer your question?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I've talked about this before, but I've definitely seen that as I'm, you know, working on screenwriting, is that there's a lot of people out there who don't want to do the writing part mm-hmm. of writing, you know, and people definitely like to, you know, try to market their, you know, market their project, or, you know, try to get an agent or a manager or whatever. And I just think that falls parallel to what you're saying about you kind of need to enjoy, you need to do the work, you need to enjoy it too.
That's kind of where I'm at. So there's two things that made me think of. One is that when we were first starting to tour, I was just like, this is all I really wanted to do. And so I found joy in that every single day of driving and playing. And as I got older, I'm like less excited by that. And it started to become more like work. And then as I've been like, whenever I'm writing music, or now that like I'm getting the same feeling now that I'm writing this book, it just, I get kind of lost in it. And I feel like the process is really fun for me. And so it's not really a chore to do it, but I'm thinking of like Dan Harmon, the guy who made Rick and Morty. Yeah. Like he had a great quote where he was just like, I hate writing. I love having had written. And I was just like, yeah. Sometimes I understand that too.
Yeah. How important do you think persistence and perseverance are to reaching goals, you know, in creative stuff or the arts in general?
Very. You know, what is the thing? Like, it's like 90%. What's the term? It's like 10% inspiration, 90% perspiration. I mean, we all know bands that are like, why is that band not huge? And like, oftentimes it's because like they didn't want to do the work, you know, And then you go like, why is that band huge? You know, like even just like, and it's like, well, they did the work. And sometimes that means playing the game, which is when I talk about like, I mean, I guess if you're getting into screenwriting and stuff, you're going to have to like take meetings and, you know, network and that kind of stuff, which I've never been very good at because I'm not good at like selling myself, like kind of like self-promotion really, which is kind of ironic that I'm a lead singer, but it's not me, you know, like that's a character that I, it's a version of me, but it's only like one part of my personality. I have a hard time. Like I'm not good with social media. And like, I'm not good with like remembering how to promote myself. But I think that you have to, like you, if this is what you like, someone, I heard this on like a Radio Lab or something somewhere, where it was this playwright and was saying that like, you know, if you're going to go into the arts, you're going to work harder at this than you've ever worked at anything in your life. And everyone around you is going to think that it's super easy. And they're going to think you're doing it because you're lazy. And then that you're an asshole if you complain about it at all, you know? And it's just like, yeah, that's really true. It's a lot of work.
So I think everyone's got a different definition of success. I think you fall into a definition of success. What in your work ethic do you think has brought you the success that you've had?
Well, early on, it was a combination of like right place at the right time, right songs at the right time, and our willingness to just play 250 shows a year. You know what I mean? Like we would go anywhere and everywhere that anybody would have us. And we eventually became a really fun live band to go see. And there was something happening, you know, as I've been doing this Vagrant podcast that I've done for the last couple of months, really realizing like just what a moment in time that was from like 1999 to 2004 and how it all happened so quickly. We laid the groundwork for that for the 2 years prior because we just never looked up. Like we were never home, you know,
yeah.
we were just always gone. So, yeah, I mean, I think that was a really important part of why we were successful in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to Marco from the band Sugar Cult, and he basically, everything that he was laying out for me was that he and his band just did everything that no one else would want to do, you know, which is exactly what you're saying. You know, you're on tour.
That comes up now with like people who kind of exploded online. Like I remember hearing an interview with Dallas Green from City in Color, and he was talking about like he started that project and basically he would just talk to any blogger, any 10 people read your blog. Cool. I'll talk to you, you know, or whatever. And that's how I feel about podcasts. I'm not trying to diss your podcast, but I'm like, I am an advocate for the medium because I really, really enjoy it. And I've always hated doing interviews, but I love doing podcasts.
Yeah.
And I like making them and I like being on them. You know, it is just sort of like we would, if we got asked to be on a comp, sure. Like, if we don't have any songs, will you give us some money to make a song, like to record a song so we can be, and we'll be on your comp? And, or we got 3 comp offers. Can we knock out 3 songs in one day with the $100 that each of them are giving us to record, you know, and have it not sound like shit?
Yeah.
But have to be willing to do the things that other people won't.
All right, Matt. So is there anything you want to plug before we go?
Check out the Vagrant podcast. It's called Vagrant Records 25 Years on the Street. And I'm really proud of it. And it took a really fucking long time to make. And I'm hoping that I'm trying to figure out what I want to get back into the podcasting game after that has run its course. And so I'm trying to figure that out. And then keep your eyes peeled for that book if it ever comes out, if I ever finish it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. Please subscribe to the Artist Work Ethic podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review the show. Follow us on Instagram at The Artist's Work Ethic and check out theartistsworkethic.com.